Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. Governor Phil Scott says COVID-19 will not result in a cancellation of the fall sports season at Vermont schools, but Scott says competition won't look the same during the coronavirus pandemic.
Kids, coaches, and parents should prepare themselves. Things will look much different, especially when it comes to high-contact sports.
Scott says his administration is working with the Vermont Principals Association on fall sports guidelines. He says he expects those guidelines to be issued this week. Colleges and universities across the region have already canceled their fall sports season. Two people with the University of Vermont basketball program tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Commissioner of Health Dr. Mark Levine says Vermont may soon encounter new hurdles when it comes to testing residents for COVID-19. Levine says demand for testing supplies across the country is outstripping supplies.
As many states struggle with a resurgence of cases, we can expect, possibly predict, a slowdown or shortage of the supplies needed to both collect samples from people at test sites and to analyze the specimens in the lab.
Levine says Vermont is stockpiling testing supplies to avoid a slowdown in testing turnaround times. Vermont has conducted more than 100,000 COVID-19 tests. The coronavirus pandemic has both helped and hurt when it comes to New Hampshire's longstanding problem of psychiatric patients waiting in emergency rooms for inpatient beds. The number of patients dropped to zero in March when efforts to free up hospital space for COVID-19 patients made more beds available at the state psychiatric hospital. But the number was back up to more than 65 patients by last month. The state plans to set up 16 transitional housing beds in Concord to give those leaving the hospital somewhere to go. And the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department has established its 100th wildlife management area. The 526-acre property in Shrewsbury is in Shrewsbury. Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter says it's, quote, a key parcel in a strategic state-significant wildlife corridor connecting state land to the north with federal and privately conserved land to the south. Officials say the area is used by black bear, bobcat, moose, and deer, as well as upland bird species and migratory songbirds. It contains small wetlands, vernal pools, and mast-producing trees. The Eye on the Sky forecast, sunshine this afternoon, chance for isolated late-day showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging through the 80s. It's going to be humid, muggy again tonight. Any evening showers or thunderstorms will end, followed by clear skies. Lows mid-60s to low 70s, and tomorrow sunshine giving way to afternoon clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms, hot and humid, high temperatures upper 80s to low 90s.